Hello and welcome to
The Heart of Healing Show.
I'm your host, Natasha Slayton.
And I'm your co-host, Sophie Starr.
Join us each week as we explore the magic of alternative healing modalities, what they are, how they work, and the parts that have helped us.
We'll be interviewing world-renowned healers and experts within different fields,
all the while sharing personal stories of pain and perseverance. So tune in to tap into your true potential and learn with us as we dive into a world of possibilities.
Have some laughs.
And some cries. And ultimately, get to the heart of healing. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our show. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. Today, we are talking about the topic of transformational journaling and using journaling as a tool to transform our lives and get back to the truest version of ourselves. And on today's episode, we have a very, very special guest who's going to be talking about a very specific journal. So I'm going to introduce her right now. Shauna Rewald, thank you so much for coming onto our show and hanging out with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome.
So excited to be here.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited to have you. And you sent me an incredible introduction. I'm actually going to read it really quickly so that the audience can get a little bit of info about you. So after building her career doing social media and marketing for brands, Shauna decided to leave the corporate world and launch her own business, Meist Me, during the pandemic. Her first product is the Meist Me journal, and it's incredible, a workbook for reconnecting with yourself. This week is the brand's 1-year anniversary. Oh. So excited that you're celebrating with us.
Congrats.
Like, what? And in the first year since launching, it's been featured in NY Mag, LA Times, Refinery 29, and voted one of the best guided journals by Shape Magazine. You can also shop the journal at Urban Outfitters stores across the US and Canada. And that's, I mean, what?
Unbelievable.
Like, that kind of success in the first year is insane. Also, I'm the one that said the journal's incredible. That was not in the introduction that was sent to me. So just FYI. But okay, so we all know that journaling is an extremely powerful tool, but you've created a special journal specifically to assist through moving through life's transitions, to increase self-awareness, and to get to your best self. So can you tell us a little bit about exactly what the Meist Me journal is, what it's all about? What does Meist Me mean?
Yeah, definitely. So the Meist Me journal is a guided workbook of self-discovery journal prompts and exercises to help you reconnect with yourself. It is divided by 4 different types of prompts. There's reflective prompts, which is like a Q&A. It asks a question and then you respond and reflect. There's an explore type of prompt, which is more of like a list-based prompt. There's gather prompts, which asks you to go off the page and then comes back to the journal. And then there's pages to take a brain break and pause and play around and doodle. And then throughout the journal, I've also included art pages as well and affirmation pages throughout it to create some inspiration, because this work is tough, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. What inspired you to create such a journal?
Oh man. Well, I built my career doing social media and marketing for brands. And about a month before the pandemic hit, I decided I didn't want to work in social media anymore. And I really wanted to move into events. During that time, I was doing events all over the country for the job that I was doing, on top of social media and a range of other things as well. And I was like, I'm going to start applying to events-based jobs. So I quit my job a month before the pandemic hit, looking out, getting ready to apply for event jobs. And then the pandemic hit and event jobs were completely off the table. So I was at a total career crossroads. And right around the same time, I was also in the midst of a divorce with my ex-husband, who was my partner for over a decade. Wow. Yeah. So these two things that I like really identified with were had completely shifted at the same time. And I was like, what do I do next? What am I doing? So I ended up joining this women's group through a company called Yellow Co. And it was these small groups that met every other week. And I joined the first one and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm in the midst of a divorce. I just quit my job. But the only thing I do know is that I'm the Meist Me. And that means showing up as the most comfortable and authentic version of me in every situation and creating space for you to do the same. And one of the women in the group was like, well, Shauna, I have really bad imposter syndrome. Someone like you could really help someone like me. Have you ever thought about doing some sort of programming around that? And I was like, huh, what does that even look like? Like, I have no clue. And so I ended up spending the next year diving into the tools that helped me reconnect with myself when I really needed it and creating a journal out of those tools. It took a minute for me to reconnect with my true self because I was with my ex-husband for over a decade. We met when we were 20 and we ended up getting divorced. The divorce finalized when I was 32. So those are really formative years that you are with someone else. And, you know, I was always his girlfriend and then his fiance and then his wife and always being wrapped into someone else's identity. It takes a minute for you to figure out what your own identity is and like exactly who you want to be too.
Shauna, I am so glad. Like, thank you for sharing that part of your story and what led to the creation of this journal. I know that so many listeners are going to relate, even me listening to you speak. I got divorced last year and I can totally relate to like all of a sudden it's like changes like that when you're talking about your career and your divorce. It's like those are identity changes and it's really can rock your foundation of like literally who am I? Like who?
Oh, yeah.
Who is Sophie? Am I inside myself? Am I what I do? Am I who I'm around? Am I so like to have, I'm looking back wishing that I knew about your journal during that time in my life because it's such an arduous process to like overcome. And it makes me wonder like, what has been the reception and the feedback from the people that are using the Meist Me journal?
Well, it's been amazing. I've heard all kinds of different things. So, you know, I've heard about people buying the journal now and doing it together with their partners or people buying the journal and doing it in groups of friends. I called a friend before I did this podcast because she's one of my best success stories around it. My old neighbor, she was someone that I didn't know and she went through a breakup during the pandemic and was pretty much like pretty depressed, like didn't really know who she was. She was one of those people who was like an actress slash server slash Pilates teacher. And like, she was kind of going to like up and leave to go move to San Diego with this boyfriend of hers. And then they broke up and she was like, what do I do now? And because we were neighbors, she heard a little bit about the Meist Me journal, but when it finally launched, I was able to share it with her. And it was so cool because I was able to see her growth while using it. And when we spoke about it, she was like, it gave me a really tangible way to measure growth because it could pose questions to actually deal with what she was trying to work through. She like didn't know who she was or what she wanted to do. She was kind of like stuck in this, like, I don't know, like stuck in this idea of her version as the girlfriend that she didn't know who she was on her own. And so when you have so many feelings, sitting down with a blank page can be really overwhelming. And so she told me that being able to use the Meist Me journal actually created structure for her to work through her feelings in a way that didn't feel so overwhelming. She didn't have to tackle everything. She could just tackle one prompt. And through that, she was able to get deeper with herself because of the specific prompts in the journal. And now, over a year later, she's thriving. She has a new boyfriend-ish. I mean, they're not quite official yet. She figured out her job. She's built a career for herself as a production designer. And now I don't even recognize her. It's incredible to see her grow.
Oh, my goodness.
What an incredible success story. Like, that is... that's the advertisement right there, right? It's like, these are the results. This is what this kind of journaling can do. And what I love about the Meist Me journal is that there are those guided prompts and those guided exercises because I feel like, you know, a lot of times something like journaling, that can entail so many different things, the options for what to put in the journal or, you know, what to start writing, when to start writing, like that can be overwhelming for I think a lot of us. And it's like when we have sort of what we feel like can be a guide through the process of these transformative times in our lives, then it feels like we've got that support system just sort of built in. But then really we can rely on ourselves and become our own support systems, knowing that like, okay, I'm the one that's being accountable. I'm the one that's showing up to do this work. But if I feel like I'm on my own, I still have this journal to refer back to, which really has like my back. Like it's got me, it's, you know, it's there for me. It's got all the things that I'm needing to do.
Yeah. She said she was also able to see her growth because all of it was written down. So she could refer back to it and see her growth throughout the journal and the way that she responded to prompts and think about how she might respond to them differently. And it was just really cool hearing her take on it.
That's amazing.
Do you ever find that some people might be, I mean, maybe these are not the people that pick up the Me Is Me journal though, but like, is it tough to stay accountable? Because I find like with, for myself, for example, when I've done certain like workbooks in the past, I guess you could say, this does not go for the Me Is Me journal, but just other workbooks, I've maybe done like a few pages or like gotten to the middle and then sort of given up or like switched directions. Do you feel like that's ever something that you hear about with the Me Is Me journal? Is this just like a totally different thing?
Okay, well, I specifically designed the Me Is Me journal to have it not feel overwhelming. There's a note from me at the beginning of the journal that basically says, use this however you would like, choose your own adventure. You don't have to do a prompt every day until you're finished. Feel free to pick it up when you need to check in or like do a few prompts at a time. So with Me Is Me specifically, you can kind of choose your own adventure and do it whenever you feel you may need to, which could be once a month. It could be 10 minutes a day. Like it kind of just depends. But I think that if you're trying to create a consistent journal practice, it might be worth it to just try to sit down once a week just to start and set a 10-minute timer and see how much you can get down. And whether that's free writing or doing a guided journal, setting a timer for yourself and putting that time on the calendar, that could be really useful in helping to hold someone accountable.
I love that because it gives you the flexibility to like use this as a tool to be structured or not.
Yeah.
It's your choice. And like you said, choose your own adventure. So, yeah.
That's fascinating. Shauna, I'm curious too about your trajectory. So you had this background in marketing and social media. And I'm so curious because you think of creating a journal, you think, well, probably you have to have a degree in writing. You have to have this and that. But like, are you a writer by air quotes for those just listening, credentials? Or do you need that in order to like follow your true path?
No. So I am not a writer. I mean, I don't really self-identify as a writer. Since I've written this, people have started referring to me as that. But to be completely transparent, I went to college. I was a women and gender studies major.
Nice.
And I wrote a lot for that. But from there, I always worked in digital and, you know, doing social media, doing marketing for e-com brands. I had never actually worked in the physical space before. So creating a journal out of thin air was something that was such a large learning curve for me because I had to learn about what kind of printer I wanted to work with and literally cold email printers all around the country to try to figure out, like, try to learn the language and figure out, like, okay, this is what this paperweight is. This is what this color is going to look like. Like really understand this whole world. All of this was so new to me, but I've been going to therapy on and off since middle school. And I don't think that you necessarily need to have the credentials to come out with something like this. Like obviously I've had that imposter syndrome and it comes up once in a while where I'm like, who am I to share this? But on the other end, I'm like, who am I to not?
Yes.
If I inspire one person with my story, then that's it, you know?
That's incredible. And that's what I wanted to get at, that like you really just said, I'm going to do this and like let me create this path for myself. You know what I mean? Like without worrying about the air quotes again rules, like you just made it happen. And I think that that's so inspiring with the imposter syndrome too. Like, Oh, I have to know, how has journaling been helpful for you with imposter syndrome? Because Natasha and I speak about that constantly, about how every space I'm in, I'm like, it's just a matter of time before they find out that I'm like this girl from a cornfield in Ohio and I don't know what I'm talking about. And yeah, I want to know, what does journaling do for that? How does it help?
Okay, so I actually have a specific prompt in the journal. Ooh. About this. But in terms of imposter syndrome, I think we all have to remember that everyone is winging it all the time. Like, no one has any clue what they're doing. All of us are winging it. Like, all of us are beta testing everything all the time. And I think that's the thing that stops me when I think about getting imposter syndrome. I'm like, no one actually really knows what they're doing. We're all figuring it out as we go.
Amazing.
That couldn't be more true. That's so true.
That's so reassuring too, because
yeah, honestly, it makes me feel so much better, because I'm like, who am I to launch this thing? But like, who's anybody else? Like, yeah. Even if you have the credentials and studied, you know, I do respect that, of course, but I think personal experience can sometimes, I mean, for something like this, you know, who says that some, what am I trying to say? Hold on.
No, you're fine.
Totally get what you're trying to say though, too. I mean, it's interesting because it's like, even with Sophie, I look at her and I look at her life experiences and how inspiring and motivating all of her stories are. Like, if we were to get into it, it's just like each part of her life is so inspiring. But then also, like, she's in school for clinical psychology and she's got all of this school under her belt and all of this life experience. It's just, you know, I see you show up day after day and there's never a time where I'm like, what is Sophie doing here? Like, never, ever, ever. In fact, I'm like, where has Sophie been all of my life? You know what I mean? So, but I feel like we all feel that way. And then I look at you and your success and I think so much of, and not just your story too, which is insanely inspiring, but also like the feedback that I know you've gotten from the work that you've done with this journal alone, let alone everything else that you've done in your life. And also the feedback that Sophie's been getting, the feedback we've been getting on this show, because I also experience imposter syndrome every second. But it's like that speaks for itself. You know, for me personally, that becomes the why. So do you feel like that's something that also fuels you, where the feedback just shows you, okay, this is my path, this is my purpose?
100%. Before I even launched this, it felt like this is what I was put on this earth to do. Like, even when I was going through the process of getting separated, I knew that what I was doing was leading me to what was next, even though I had no idea what it would be. And throughout this process, like, I pick up on signs from the universe and synchronicities, and like, things show up and I'm like, oh, okay, this is my path. I'm on my path and this is what I'm meant to be doing. And I think those are the things that help me keep going, on top of course, the feedback that I'm receiving too. But I think it's a combination. It's like an inner knowing that this is what I'm supposed to be doing and that this can help people. And then just receiving the feedback, I'm like, hell yeah.
Yep, that's okay, like the confirmation. I love that you said that, because it definitely starts with the inner knowing. It's like all of your chakra centers and energy centers just light up and you just kind of feel supercharged.
Big time. And also, can I just say, such a flex that you're in Urban Outfitters, because like, that's so cool. I love going there. And like, how amazing to have, like, you already know from like the personal feedback that you're on your path, but then it's also so nice to have like the external accolades as well. As just, it's so nice.
Yeah. That's my favorite place to buy journals too, by the way.
Oh,
that's awesome. Well, the cool story about that was that less than 6 months after I launched, they cold emailed me.
What?
No.
Yes. They slid into my contact email on my website. And I was like, I saw the subject line and said, Mia Smee, ex-Urban Outfitters. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? What is this email? It was crazy.
Oh, but I want to know the backstory. Like, how did they find you?
Yeah.
They found me from a Refinery29 article. Yeah. Which was really cool. And Refinery29, I think, found me from a Cosmo article. It got picked up by a few different press hits right when I launched. And, you know, even now I'm still getting press, but I do a lot of cold emailing myself.
So, yeah, that's what it takes.
Yeah.
I'm really personally just inspired by your whole story. I had no idea. And like, as someone who, I mean, not to keep going back to this, but I just, my divorce is pretty recent. And so that's really been what led me to do this show with Natasha, and just everything I'm doing right now. I really don't fully know always what I'm doing, but it's like rebuilding my self-concept. And like, I seriously am going to order the Meest Me journal and incorporate it, because like, It sometimes it can feel so all over the place. And yeah, as we're talking, it's like, oh yeah, that does make sense, that like having it streamlined into this like physical, tangible thing that, like you were saying, that we can come back to measure. Because without that, like, I don't know if you experienced this before creating the journal. It's like, you'll make progress, but then you'll be like, but wait, did I? Like, I honestly don't even, or people will be like, what did you learn? I'm like, I don't know, stuff. Like, but I don't remember.
As I'm sure we all know, healing isn't a linear journey. Mm-hmm. It's like some months you're like, things are amazing, I feel great, I'm healed. And then like a few months later, you're like, oh shit, like this is really tough again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is journaling something that you use frequently as a tool for healing, or is it something that you used growing up, or is this sort of a new thing for you?
I've been journaling on and off, like probably since middle school. It's been a combination of like dream journals and free writing. I'm someone that does a lot of free writing on my own. Like if I need to get something out or process through something, I'll just get my journal out, like a Moleskine notebook actually, and just write. But when I'm having harder times or I'm feeling lost, you know, in that process that I was getting separated and trying to figure out my career stuff, I was really seeking out journal prompts to help guide me, because I was like, where do I even start? Mm-hmm. Like, what am I looking for? And how do I even just try to find it? And I found that journal prompts were really helpful in helping me be able to process through things specifically, being able to like use prompts as a guide.
Oh, that's perfect, because I wanted to ask about that as well, like the difference between journaling with prompts and just like free form journaling, which of course there's space for both, but it sounds like there's really value, and especially if you're in a specific time, like navigating something very unique, like to be prompted to like guide it, because sometimes the free form can just be like emotional vomit, which is useful, but it's like, what do I do with this, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah totally.
So with the Meest Me journal, you know, being like a prompt-based journal, what are some of the most powerful prompts that you feel are included, or some of your favorites or ones that stick out to you the most?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. One that I love that I think can be so transformative is asking yourself, who are you today and who were you this time last year?
Ooh, I need to ask myself that right now.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's actually like a third prompt that goes after that, which is, what do you love about who you've become since this time last year?
That ignites full body chills.
Yeah, I love that one. Because even if you're like, oh, I haven't changed that much, you're like, eh. I'm like, oh, this time last year, I was living in LA at a one-bedroom apartment. And now I'm living in Austin in a 3-bedroom home.
with incredible success.
Yeah. And I was only 6 months into my business. I didn't know what was next. And now I'm a year in. Yeah. So I've shifted. I've become personally a better listener. There's like some self-work I've done that I can take note of. And then another prompt that I love is, this is one of the explore prompts. So this is more list based, but it's, what do you do to raise your energy? What do you do that drains your energy? Mm. And then list the ways in which you can incorporate doing the things on your raises list more often.
Ooh, I have a question about that.
Yeah.
That is such a good prompt. And immediately what I think of, like when you ask about draining energy, so I don't know if this is something that you've heard before, something you've experienced. When I immediately think of like things that drain my energy, I can identify those things, but I feel guilty about things because it's like I know that there would be certain things or people I would need to say no to more often, but then you feel bad. So,
oh, it's so tough.
Yeah, right?
Yes, I've totally been there. I mean, it sounds like you're going through this shift that I kind of went through, where I think when you get divorced or when you go through a big breakup or even just a major life transition and things start to shift, your relationships shift with it. And then you start noticing and you're like, do I really want to be spending time with these people? I started checking in with myself when I was hanging out with friends and being like, am I actually enjoying this? Like, is this draining me? Is this making me feel good? Is it lighting me up? And I actually had to just recently place a really strong boundary with one of my best friends because it felt like it was turning into this really emotionally abusive relationship. And yeah, so there are things like that where when you recognize that people are draining your energy, it's important to set those boundaries because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're not disappointing yourself and you're still sticking up for yourself.
Thanks for talking about that. That's so true.
It's really, really hard to do though. Oh. It is really hard and it takes practice. And it's lonely, you know, when you have these people that you've been so close with and then realize that maybe you're not the same anymore, that things are shifting. It doesn't mean that they can't get back to that place, but maybe right now they're not right for who you are in this moment. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And in that way, it's kind of like that's where this journal comes in again, because it's like for some reason I'm imagining it as like a like this other person, because in that you sometimes think, I wish I had someone that had my back. And really, well, now if it's outside of me on paper, it kind of exists as its own entity that can like support me externally.
And then it's still part of you. So it's not like you're looking for right. that external source, which it really you just are looking for your own internal support anyways. And right. that like connection to your higher self and source and God or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Oh,
beautiful. Do either of you have that experience where after you leave therapy, you're like, oh, I'm a badass. Like, ooh, you feel like you're like stepping into your power in a way.
Yes.
That's what's so amazing about therapy or healing energy work and the modalities we talk about this show, or working with a journal like the Mias Me Journal, because the whole point is to like, the title of the show says, is get to the heart of healing, which is yeah. that reconnection to yourself. And you know, because we have the healing power inside of us all, but it's like, it's so hard to just sit here and be like, okay, I'm perfect as I am. And like, now I'm accepting all of that and now I'm healed. But when we have these modalities that we can use as tools to get to that place, then it just like makes the journey so much more attainable. And I feel like it's easier. And yes, to answer your question, I do feel like a badass when I do that work.
Yes.
To what you were saying, it's like I like this journal feeling like a separate entity of you or like a part of you. It's like I feel like when you're writing in something like the Mias Me journal, you're kind of like being held in a way and supported, and you can leave after writing in the journal and feel like reassured in yourself.
Mm.
Really nice. And that's kind of what I'm getting to with therapy. It's like it feels like kind of the similar thing where you're like, damn, like I'm
That's so cool, because like we are such, you know, it so much of healing is about having our own back, like you were saying and you were saying, but we also are interdependent social beings, and like we do need to kind of like we kind of like finesse off of other people a little bit with like who we are, and just to kind of be mirrors of us, to like, you know, not necessarily you tell me who I am, but how do I get more familiar with who I am in relation to other people? And so like the journal can serve as that without being another person that could like have ill intentions. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a reminder for who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which makes me think of the title, The Meest Me.
Yes.
Where did that title come from?
Okay. So years and years and years ago, I read the book Start With Why, and I decided that my why was to be the meest me. And people were like, what does that mean? And people are like, is that French? Like, meest me? And I'm like, I don't speak French, but apparently EST means is. So it sounds like me is me. Which is an even cooler thing. It also looks like me establishing me from the way the logo is. But I actually created it to be like the me-est version of me. So when you think of like the word bestest, it's like the me-est version of me. So that was how I came up with it. I don't know. Years ago, I just decided that that would be my why. And now it's showed up in this way. And it's cool.
Oh, I think that's all of our goals, is to get to the me-est me version of ourselves.
Absolutely. Like we, you know, I love that that was the motivation for the title and that is the title, because I feel like with so many things, like I look back on my own life and so many things that I did and choices that I make were to try to get out of myself because I didn't know how to identify. Like I remember from a very young age being like, why are we here? Who am I? Like, what is life? Like just all these big questions with no answer. But then really realizing that, like, I just want to feel like Sophie, and like, who is that? And like, what's my Sophie juice? Like my Sophie essence? Like what am I all about? And so I don't know. I love that you've really created a modality of healing based on just that. Like, who am I for real? And I don't know. I'm like not trying to blow smoke. Like I genuinely just cannot wait to like run to my phone and order this journal.
She definitely will.
Thank you. One of the reasons I created this journal was also I realized that there's a lot of people that are kind of sleeping through life or kind of just going through the motions or like dealing with societal standards. And after getting separated, I started learning about the concept of being in the driver's seat of my life. Mm. And I was like, holy shit, I'm in the driver's seat. I'm in control here. This is my life. I can make any choice I want to make for myself. And that was something that felt pretty new to me, to be honest.
I just got a reaction when you said that. Like, oh, wait, yeah, I am. Like, that's, oh my gosh, like, I forgot that I was driving.
I think that so many people forget that they're driving just because we all get so stuck, like I said, by society standards or through Instagram, or we're looking at too much and we're thinking about all these ways that we can be or how we should be. But instead it's like, I'm in the driver's seat. I can do what I want. And that's why I chose to get up and move my life to Austin, Texas.
Oh my gosh.
And are you loving it there?
Oh, I'm loving it. It is so quiet here.
Are you going to let us visit you so we can be friends?
Yeah. I have a guest bedroom with your names on it.
All right. So fun. Oh my gosh. Also, I was just thinking about, you know, I know that this, you've had crazy success, even though it's been 1 year since your launch, which is so cool. But honestly, as I'm thinking, I'm like, how cool, I want to order multiple journals, because how cool would it be to like every 5 years redo the me-est me journal and see like, and see, because I bet you it's not just a one-time, one-shot deal. Like I bet you it would be totally different if you did it like in a decade.
100%. Honestly, I feel like this could be a journal that you buy yearly. You know, like I've thought about what it would look like to buy it in January, you know, do it at the beginning of the year and then see what that next year looks like.
Absolutely.
Have you done the journal?
I've done a bunch of the prompts inside of it, but to be honest, I haven't finished it from front to back. I answered a lot of these questions in my original journey, and these were the tools and the questions that helped guided me when I really needed it. After my ex-husband and I separated, I was feeling super lost. I was seeing two different therapists. I was reading all of the self-help books, listening to Esther Perel, and I was just journaling a ton. And I ended up looking back at my old journal entries and taking the tools and the prompts that helped me process and reconnect with myself and infusing them into what is the me-est me journal today. So sometimes I'll go back into specific questions and try to dive in, but I get a lot out of free writing more these days because things are a little bit easier in my life.
That makes perfect sense. I feel like also you're using it as a tool the way it was intended to be used, which yes. is as needed, and the way that you want to dictate it, choose your own adventure, as you said. But it's like, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say you're being your youest you by doing the me-est me in your way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
exactly.
And it's like, obviously, you created this, and it's a compilation of all the things and all of the prompts that have helped you along the way. So I wouldn't have expected you to have done it from front to back, but you have in your own way.
Yeah, I definitely like bring it on the airplane with me, and I'll answer prompts. Or once in a while, my girlfriend would be like, maybe today you should do the Me as Me journal. You might need it. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do it.
Oh, I love that. I love when like something you create becomes bigger than you yourself. Mm-hmm. It's just like something outside of you and then this tool that you can use too.
Yeah. My partner's like, have you touched it lately? You should probably do some of it today.
That's amazing.
Like, love you so much. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. Have you tuned it to yourself lately?
Uh-oh. For you, you know, you really saw the need in your own life to have this journal and to kind of create this prompting. But like, what was there a moment that for you switched it into like, oh, this isn't just something that I'm going to use for me. Like, I need to make this something that's accessible, like, to anyone.
Yeah, I think it was after that woman in that group asked me about programming and I started looking into all of these things. I decided I'm going to create a journal. And I started with Canva and started building out what I thought it should look like. And I actually hired a designer who was in that same group that I was in, who had been hearing about it during, you know, every season of this guidance group that I was in. And she helped me bring the journal to life.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. That's so cool. Sometimes, you know, that's another great example about how like, a lot of times, again, in relation to others, we kind of like they reflect back to us like what we're really trying to do. I had an experience very similar to that recently. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. Like you realize that conversations are an opportunity to like try on different realities of who you are and see what feels the most authentic. And then you're like, oh, cool. I think it's this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool.
So Shauna, is there anything else that you really feel like we should know about you or know about the journal?
I think that if you are someone who's currently going through a transition, whether it's a breakup or a divorce, or you recently quit your job or recently moved to a new city, I think that the Me as Me journal is for you and could really help you get grounded during a time that things feel super chaotic. And in terms of something to know about me, just know that I never sought out to do this. I never saw myself being an entrepreneur. I honestly didn't really know what I was going to do next. And I decided to really tune into myself and lean into my gut feelings and my intuition and that inner knowing. And it guided me here. And it's continuing to guide me. And I think that if there's anything that you should do, it's to lean into your own inner knowing.
Thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing such valuable advice and such a beautiful tool for healing. Like I feel really inspired and just really happy that we had this conversation.
So do I. And as you're speaking about who this journal is for, I'm now also adding people to the list in my head of who. So if you get a large order of 100 journals, it's from me. So just heads up.
What a good gift. It's like a perfect gift. And we know that you can get it at Urban Outfitters. Is there anywhere else that people can get this journal? And also, where can people find you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, you can find the website at meisme.com. That's meisme.com. We are at Instagram, and that's at me.est.me. And then you can follow my own Instagram, which is at Shauna Rewald, ShaunaReHWald.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Shauna. It was so nice having you with us today. And thank you to all of the listeners. We love you. And please let us know if you get one of these journals.
Yes.
Thank you both so much for having me.
Of course.
Of course. Thank you, Shauna.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us for this episode.
We hope you gained some valuable insight and maybe learned something new.
If you enjoyed the show, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. And don't forget to follow us on social media at The Heart of Healing Show.
Till next time.
Mwah.